Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Everything in the universe is made up of frequency, energy, and vibration. We are an extension of that. We have our own unique vibrational frequency that interacts with everything around us. Universal laws regulate all aspects of creation. The seeming chaos that we perceive is part of intelligent design. Yet most people are either unaware of these laws and how they operate, or they resist the idea of the impact they have on their lives. When we ignore the natural laws of the universe, we experience struggle and will feel out of sync with our life. On the other hand, when we embrace them, we can leverage these principles to create the life that we want and also develop a moral code. In this episode, I outline the 6 most important principles that you should be aware of and how you can apply them in your personal situation and master your circumstances. 6 universal laws you should be aware of. The universe is not made of stuff, but of possibilities mysteriously turning into the experience of stuff. Deepak Chopra. Life can often feel like an uphill battle. No matter how hard you try, there are times when things just don't seem to go your way. You experience struggle, unfulfilled dreams, resistance, and loss. During these low points, you're tempted to believe that the whole world is conspiring against you and that you're doomed to face a cruel fate alone. I have certainly felt this way several times in my life. Like many people, I blamed external forces for the less than ideal circumstances in which I found myself, and failed to own my part in the way they played out. It wasn't until I was exposed to the field of metaphysics that my perception began to move away from a victim mentality to one of spiritual responsibility. I found the wisdom of spiritual leaders who taught the existence of an intelligent cosmic influence that can work in our favor if we're self-aware and learn how to flow with it. Here are some excerpts from the narratives of 3 prominent authors who highlight this entity. When you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. Recognize that the universe backs the part of you that is of clearest intention. Gary Zukav, Seed of the Soul. Mathematics is a universal science with fundamentals that are constant and universal. The laws of physics and nature, such as gravity, cause and effect, magnetism, and the rhythm of tides are constant. Including in this category are mystical truths that are all constant and universal. Carolyn Mace, Sacred Contracts. What these luminaries have brought to our attention is ancient wisdom that has been buried deep, as our society is increasingly dominated by technology and scientific advancement. These universal principles are limited to the elementary laws of physics, such as the law of gravity, and natural phenomena like migration patterns and the change of seasons that we don't believe directly apply to our personal situations. we need to wake up to the reality that we're just as susceptible to natural laws as any other creature. These laws aren't a product of some new agey movement, but of science. Even Einstein attested to the idea of applying these principles to human life. He said that everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Everything in the universe is made up of frequency, energy, and vibration. We are an extension of that. We have our own unique vibrational frequency that interacts with everything around us. Our thoughts, emotions, and intentions also emit a particular frequency, which, according to the law of attraction, draws people and events that match that frequency towards us. Although there have been accounts of these laws recorded in ancient scripture as far back as 5,000 years in Egyptian, Greek, and Vedic cultures, the laws themselves don't originate from a specific religion or spiritual tradition. Like the laws of science, they are constant, neutral, and precise. These principles regulate all aspects of creation. The seeming chaos that we perceive is part of intelligent design. Everything from the movements of the planets to the conditions we experience on a personal and collective level operate on these principles. Yet most people are either unaware of these laws and how they operate, or they resist the idea of the impact they can have on their lives. Typical of human nature, we tend to find the fallacy in things that we can't see, feel, hear, or touch. But the truth is that everyone, irrespective of their social status, race, or nationality, is affected by these laws with no exception. When we ignore the natural laws of the universe, we experience struggle and will feel out of sync with our life. Fortunately, we can shift the tides in our favor if we accept our connection with these forces. Having a general understanding of each law and a holistic overview of how it applies to our circumstances will bring a noticeable change in how we feel. Using these laws as guidelines will provide us with moral and ethical direction while enabling us to become the masters of our circumstances. The sooner that we understand these laws, the more adept we can become at leveraging them to get the outcomes that we want. While some sources say that there are 7, 12, or even 20 laws, I have chosen to focus on 6 that I believe have the most significant impact on us and our happiness. Number 1, the law of cause and effect. This is perhaps the most commonly known law because it's simple to comprehend. For every action or thought, there is an equal and opposite reaction. In other words, what you reap is what you sow. Every intention, emotion, and step that we take will manifest itself in the physical plane in one way or another. If you find yourself slipping into a state of negativity or doing something questionable, be conscious of the chain of events you will trigger. If you want to make positive contributions, you can be sure something good will come back to you. Number 2, the law of compensation. This law states that you will receive what you put out. You will attract abundance based on your intentions. Our moral compass plays an integral part in manifesting what we want through this law. For example, if you donate to a cause because you want to gain recognition, instead of doing it because you genuinely care about that cause, you will not get the universal compensation that a person would get if they acted from a place of compassion. Number 3, the law of rhythm. Everything in the universe has a certain rhythm and moves in cycles. Just observe the changing seasons, the cycles of the moon, and the cycle of life and death. You realize that all natural phenomena follow this pattern. Even society has these cycles, like economic ups and downs and other cultural trends. You even have your own biological cycles that dictate the rhythm of your daily life. Understanding your unique patterns will make it possible for you to create a lifestyle that allows you to be productive and vibrant. Similarly, your life path will go through peaks and valleys. Accepting this pattern will make it easier for you to sustain yourself in each phase. Number 4, the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. This law states that we all have the power to change our circumstances by simply changing our vibrational frequency. At any moment, we have the free will to shift and transmute our beliefs and thoughts. If you have goals and an overall vision for your life, think about what you can do to raise your vibration to match the frequency of whatever it is that you would like to bring into your personal space. Certain emotions such as love, forgiveness, and gratitude will instantly boost your vibe, whereas envy, anger, and fear will lower it. Number 5, the law of relativity. According to this law, everything in life is neutral when seen in isolation, and we are the ones who give it meaning based on our viewpoints and experiences. Shakespeare summed up this rule perfectly when he said, "Nothing is good or bad, but thinking makes it so." We can add dimension to our experiences based on how we choose to interpret them. For example, we may feel poor if we compare ourselves to billionaires, but we can feel appreciative of our wealth when we consider the plight of the homeless. Number 6, the law of divine oneness. This law simply states that we are all connected as one. Because of our interconnectedness, each and every one of us must be mindful of our words and actions because of the way they will impact the world around us. For example, if you are rude to someone, you create a negative emotion that might hurt their self-esteem. They, in turn, may take that negativity out on someone else. Try to remind yourself that you're part of everything and let it motivate you to use your energy wisely. You can create waves of prosperity, raising the global consciousness through acts of kindness and become a force for good. Sociologist Annie Besant once said that every law of nature is an enabling, not a compelling force, but knowledge is necessary for utilizing her powers. Having knowledge of these universal laws will give you the ability to align with the magical forces of the universe and use it to shape a harmonious and prosperous future, both for yourself and for those around you. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.